Good evening and welcome to worship. Just one announcement as we begin this evening. Next Monday is Labor Day, and we are not going to have meditative worship next Monday. But of course, we'll be right back here 2 weeks from today. So don't come next Monday. We will not be here. But let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and holy God, we ask that you quiet our hearts and our minds. Reveal your word to us. Free us from distraction. Free us from ourselves so we might hear you. We might be guided on our paths. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From James chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourself of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look in the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongue but deceive their hearts, Their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourself of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongue but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if there are any hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unsustained by the world. From James chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourself of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if there are any hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look in to the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongue but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for the orphans and the widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The letter of James has kind of gotten a bad rap in the church over the years. Martin Luther, he referred to it as an epistle of straw. Some people didn't want it to be a part of our Bible. The reason? They say that there's not enough grace in the letter, that it makes it sound like being a Christian is all of our own doing and not the work of God. But I don't really know how we can say that when we have a verse, when we have verses like the ones we just read about every gift coming from God. Because James shows us that we have a God who is constant, a God who is light, and a God who gives us the magnificent gift of grace. As we continue reading this passage, and really if you were going to go and read the whole letter from James, you come across a lot of instruction to the early church. Instruction that still seems to hit home to us today as James discusses what it means to be religious. Does being religious mean that we look good on the outside? That people like us? That all the important people want to be around us? Or does being religious mean that we are holy and that we care for others, especially the unimportant? That's what we read about. And some of the things that James begins to instruct his readers to do, they're somewhat difficult. They're hard to accomplish, some almost impossible, but not alone. This is why throughout our scripture this evening, we need to constantly be coming back to the light, remembering that we have a pure and constant and holy God who gives us grace, who makes it possible for us to be religious in the way that James is instructing. Remembering that these acts of religion are not happening by our own strength, because we are such great people, but only because we have such a great God. Which is something we're challenged to remember when we move to the first instruction that James gives in the scripture passage. He says that we are to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Pretty good instruction, but some pretty challenging instruction as well. It's good instruction for our life and for how we interact with others. And it's also extremely difficult. It's hard to go to listening first rather than talking. But it's also hard to be slow to anger. But want to be religious, as James is describing? Want the light of God to be constant in your life? Then we must be slow to anger. And this anger that James is talking about, I think this is the kind of anger that occurs immediately. It's not the type of anger that's upset with a real injustice or an evil and it wants to do something about it, wants to advocate for change or for goodness to come about. It's an anger that's just satisfied in being angry. Angry is a reaction. It happens when we don't take time to understand, when we just react without considering the other person. James instructs us on how to avoid this. We're slow to speak and quick to listen. In many ways, those ideas go together. Slowing down your speech makes you listen to other people more. It helps us understand those who are different from us, including the very people that James is going to tell us later in this passage that we're to be serving. One of my professors in seminary used to tell us that when we found ourselves disagreeing with somebody, that we should ask them two questions. First, tell me how you came to your view on this issue. And second, why is that issue important in your life right now? For the community James was writing to, they might need to ask these questions when considering how they were going to worship, what they were going to do in regards to their surrounding empire as they strive to form an early Christian community. For us, we might need to be quick to listen in our church, in our relationships, in our homes, because understanding is important. It doesn't always lead to agreement or to happiness, but it brings us to a place of grace, where we can accept the grace that God is giving to us and show that to all those around us. But James, he also shows us that while listening and understanding is of the utmost importance, we can't just stop there. For we must be doers of the word and not merely hearers. When we begin to listen, when we move from anger to understanding, we're also called to move to action. We should then want to live a life that reflects the light of God. A life that shows others the constant grace and love of God. This is the word that we're striving to be doers of. One full of love, grace, and justice. James doesn't even fail to tell us how we are to act as doers of the word. He gets a lot into these 10 verses. This isn't some sort of vague hypothetical talk. This is real for everyday life instruction. James says that religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father, God the Father, is this: to care for the orphans and the widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. In some ways, this seems pretty simple. In our culture today, there's a lot of talk about what being religious really means. Some might claim they want to be spiritual, but they don't want to be religion, equating religion with just the institution of the church. But what James is describing as religious here seems pretty spiritual to me. For some, religion is just bad. It does more harm to the world than good. But if we followed what James is saying, it seems that religion would be a lot of doing good for our world. Because this religion that James is describing is fairly twofold. First, we're to care for others, especially those who are in the most need. Those terms widow and orphan, they would have been sort of a cue for James' original readers to care for all those in need, with the widows and orphans being those at the time who were most likely to be disregarded by society. In our time, this may be a different group of people, but we're still called to take care of them, whether they be the widows or the orphans or the homeless or the hungry. Second, James tells us that true religion is to be holy, to keep yourself unstained by the world. This doesn't mean we retreat from the world, because if we did that, it would be impossible for us to care for those in need. Perhaps what I find most compelling about James' instructions in this passage is that all of them are things we can do in our everyday life, in our own community and in our own neighborhood. We don't have to leave the country or have some big life change. We can do it all right here. In our everyday lives, we all have ways we can care for those in need. Think about it. How in your everyday life do you encounter those in need? And how can you do a little more to care for them, to show love and grace? And how in your everyday life can you be a little more loving in general, following God and not the ways of the world? Because I think it's in those little things, in the everyday, that big things start to happen. As we prepare now to gather around the communion table, that's what we're doing. We gather together in need of hope, in need of a constant God, a God of pure and constant light, a God who offers hope. And hope we receive in communion, because in the partaking of the bread and the cup, we receive the grace of Christ. And we receive the hope that we who are many can come together as one community to be filled with hope. And then after we receive, we go out. We leave this building and we're called and challenged to put that hope that we receive into action, into service for others in our own community, into everyday work and play, study and leisure. Because that is true religion.